You're supposed to be my daughter, for God's sake. Try acting like it.
Your daughter, your company, you. Why can't you think about someone else for a change?
That's enough.
If you'd thought about Mummy a bit more, you might not have put her through hell. The great Anastasia.
Be careful, Adriana.
The wonderful Anastasia. The sainted Anastasia. I am sick of the sound of her name. What the hell did you ever see in that wimpish, mealy-mouthed little bitch?
I'm going to have our baby.
You planned this, didn't you?
Love her.
This whole thing's a deliberate plot. Do you seriously think I'm going to marry you now?
You damn well better.
What the hell? What are you doing here? Don't be a bloody fool!
We present Robin Ellis as Maximilian West in Barbara Taylor Bradford's The Women in His Life.
Hello? Sir Maxim, your office called my place. Been trying to reach you. What are they drinking up there? He ain't here yet. Oh, my sweet Lord.
You the one found him, Mr. Mulvaney?
Elias. Hey, what in hell happened? You know yet?
He walked in on a burglar. Amateur by the mass. Probably some punk kid. Just bad luck.
It was like floating in space. Except that space wasn't black, but white. A great white void. I wanted to open my eyes, but I couldn't. I didn't know where I was. I didn't care. In a curious sort of way, it was all rather pleasant. I had no worries, no problems, no responsibilities. And then it all started to change. I wasn't floating anymore. I wasn't weightless. I was as heavy as lead.
He's already had one transfusion, but we think he'll need at least two more.
I can donate blood if you need it.
Me too. Just say the word.
Thank you. The bullet was lodged very near the heart.
But the operation was successful.
It's too early to be sure.
You did get the bullet out.
Yes, but he's in a serious condition. I'm not going to mislead you about that.
I managed to open my eyes, and I saw them, grouped round the foot of my bed. My daughter, my first wife, my third wife, my mistress, my mother. My mother. All the women in my life. I shut my eyes again. I didn't want to see them. I didn't want to deal with them.
Doctor, be honest with me, please. Is he going to live?
Now, do you know what you want?
Nothing to start, thank you. Then I'll have the liver and bacon, please.
I'll have the same, Joseph.
Sir Max, madam.
Well, Shatsy.
You haven't called me that for years.
No. Look, I want to say...
No, let me...
Alex...
Please. You were right. You were right, of course.
About Jeremy Vickers. Yes, I know.
He was after my money.
Oh, he was after you too. You're a pretty tempting package, darling. Not only rich, but intelligent, young and beautiful.
Dirty.
No, I mean it.
Thank you. You know...
What?
You look pretty terrific yourself. Tall, dark, and handsome, and raring to go.
Oh, yes, keep that up. You do your old dad's heart good. You really do.
What do you mean, old? Never. So, what are your plans now? Back to New York?
Not just yet. I'm thinking of spending Christmas here in London. Maybe get together with Teddy and Mark and Michael. Old Stubby, too, probably.
Sounds great.
Care to join me?
Oh, Daddy, I'd love to.
Come in, Michael.
Dad, what did you want to see me about?
Have a seat.
Thanks.
For the last few years, you've been angry with me.
How can you say that?
I can say it because it's true. If anything, angry is too mild. You've been hostile.
Dad!
And you've had every right to be.
What?
How long have you worked for me, Mike?
I've never worked for anyone else. You know that.
And in all those years, I haven't given you anything like enough responsibility. Or power. I've clutched it all to myself.
Dad!
Well, things are going to change.
Change how, exactly?
I want you to go to New York and run the whole American side of West International for me.
Are you serious?
Have you ever known me to joke about business?
Never.
Then I think you can take it that I'm serious, yes.
Well, thanks, Dad.
You're a brilliant businessman, Mike, but you've been in my shadow too long. It's time for you to get out there and shine.
May I ask you something?
What?
The whole American side? That's the heart of the empire, and you're giving it all up. Why?
I've rushed and pushed and driven myself ever since I was 18. I think I deserve to slow down a bit. It's your turn now.
I won't let you down.
No, you won't. There's another reason.
What's that?
You deserve it.
Oh, it's so warm. It's not like November.
That's exactly what Alex said.
I'm so pleased you two... Well, you know.
I know. If I'd had the good sense to listen to you, it would have happened years ago.
Hey, when have you ever had the good sense to listen to me?
I'm off to Berlin next week.
Business?
Pleasure.
Good.
My annual visit to Aunt Irina. Teddy's coming with me.
Any plans to visit New York?
I'm going to have to eventually.
And do what, have you decided?
Put things right. Whatever that takes. Talk to Adriana about a divorce.
And Blair?
Well, what can I do? Marry her and start the whole damn roundabout off again?
Someone once said, when a man marries his mistress, all he's doing is creating a job vacancy.
Cynical, but probably true.
Yes. What about the kid?
It won't go without. Not its fault, after all.
Or yours.
Oh, I don't know. I keep thinking of something Camilla said to me once.
What was that?
She said, we all write our own scripts. We write them, we cast them, and then we act them out. When it really comes down to it, there's no one to blame but me.
To Camilla.
Camilla. Do you remember when we were at school?
Oh, God, Duke. Sometimes I have trouble remembering last week.
I said to you, one day I'm going to have everything.
Yes, you did. Good Lord.
No matter how long it takes, I'm going to have everything.
Well, you made it.
Did I? I remember something else, too.
Something you said?
Something we both said. Best friends till the day we die.
Till the day we die.
That was close on 50 years ago.
Yes.
What would I have done without you, Stubby? Come on. Let's go and eat.
Welcome to Berlin, Sir Maximilian. Frau Duis.
Thank you, Wieland.
Thank you.
Your rooms are ready. Your usual suite, Sir Maximilian, and the one adjoining. Porter!
Yes. Come through, Teddy.
This hotel is beautiful.
Yes, isn't it?
Oh, you've got a piano.
Well, that's why I always have the same rooms. Put it down to your husband for ever nagging me to keep up the practice.
I'll tell him. He'll be pleased. It's so wonderful to see the city now. It's so alive.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Oh, just about. What time's Aunt Irina expecting us?
Oh, not for a couple of hours.
A couple of hours? I thought you said 5 o'clock.
I said we should be ready at 5 o'clock.
Teddy, what's happening?
In a minute, darling.
Let me look at you.
Will I do?
You look wonderful. So very healthy.
Ah, it's the tan. Recuperating on a yacht has its advantages.
And how do you feel?
I feel very well.
Good. Good. Sit down, Maxim. I want to say something to you.
All right.
What's the time?
Nearly five.
Good, good.
Teddy, is something wrong?
No, no, of course not. I'm expecting a guest.
A guest? Who?
A friend of your... A friend of Mutti's.
Oh, is it someone I know?
I asked them to show her to this suite. I hope you don't mind.
Of course not. Teddy, who is it?
No, you sit there. I'll get it. Good afternoon. Thank you for coming. Please, won't you come in?
Good afternoon, sister.
Good afternoon.
Sister Constanza, may I introduce you to Maximilian West. Maxim, this is Sister Constanza of the Sisters of the Poor of St. Francis.
I'm pleased to meet you, Sister Constanza.
And I'm delighted to meet you at last. Teddy has told me so much about you.
Won't you sit down?
Thank you.
May I offer you some coffee, tea?
No, thank you.
Come and sit by me, Maxim.
All right.
That's good. Maxim, there's something I've wanted to tell you for years and years.
Teddy?
And I should have told you a long time ago. In 1939, before we left Paris, Ursula gave me a letter for you.
Mother's letter, yes, I've still got it.
There was another letter for me, not to be opened until after her death.
I remember. We sat on my bed in your house and you told me they'd died. You were so kind and so gentle. Teddy, what does this have to do with Sister Constanza?
Please, don't be concerned about me. Let Teddy tell the story her own way.
Yes, of course. I'm sorry, Teddy. Carry on.
In Ursula's letter, there was information. Something she wanted me to know. She said I had to use my discretion about telling you. I should tell you when you were old enough to understand, she said.
What? Tell me what?
I was going to show you the letter when you married Anastasia, but I didn't. It just wasn't the right time, and after that, well, things got so complicated.
Yes.
When you almost died early this year, I was sorry I hadn't told you. I realized how wrong I'd been to, well, to blame God.
Teddy, what was in the letter?
Darling, Ursula Westheim was not your mother. She and Sigmund adopted you when you were one day old.
Then, who was my mother?
I am your mother, Maxim. I gave you life.
But how can you be my mother? You're a nun.
I wasn't always a nun. I am your mother, Maxim. Truly, I am.
But I don't understand. You're a Catholic. The Westheims were Jews. How did they come to adopt me?
May I tell you the story?
Of course. I must know everything.
My name before I became a nun was Dorothea Schubert. I went to work for Ursula Westheim in 1931 when I was 16 as her social secretary. She liked me very much and she was very good to me. When I became pregnant out of wedlock, my parents disowned me and threw me out of the house. They were very staunch Catholics, very religious. They felt I'd brought terrible shame on them. I had no one to turn to, no real friends to help me. It was Ursula who befriended me, allowed me to live at the house in Tiergartenstrasse. I began to realize that I could not keep my child. I had to have it adopted. I knew that Ursula was unable to have children. One day I went to her and I asked her to adopt my baby.
And my mother... and Ursula said yes.
Not at first. She said she must think about it very deeply, mostly because I was Catholic and she was Jewish. I said to her that we weren't talking about religion, but about love. Mm. I told her I knew that she and Herr Westheim would give my child the greatest love and affection, and so many things which I could not give.
And they finally agreed.
Yes. I gave you to them on the day you were born. You were such a beautiful boy. I knew that if I held you in my arms for too long, I would never be able to let you go. They were so happy. They loved you so much.
Yes. Yes, they did.
They loved you so much. I went away from Berlin. I had to.
Sister Constanze went into a religious order, a nursing order. She went to the mother house of the Sisters of the Poor of St. Francis in Aachen.
Aachen? That's where we stopped in 1938, when we were leaving Germany.
Yes. Ursula told me all this in her letter, and she asked me to get in touch with Sister Constanze and write to her with news of you.
And Teddy did, all these years. Give me your hand, Maxim.
Yes.
I know how much you've suffered. You've had great sadness in your life. You were separated from your parents, and then they died in the death camps. I hope you can find it in your heart to forgive me.
To forgive you? There's nothing to forgive.
Thank you. I've always believed that I did the right thing for you, in spite of everything.
You did the only thing you could. You weren't to know what would happen. I loved my parents, and they loved me very much. And that's all that matters in the end.
Yes, you speak the truth.
Who was my father?
His name was Karl Neuwirth.
Was he also a Catholic?
Yes.
Why didn't he marry you?
He was a married man.
Is he still alive?
No. He was killed in the war. He was a soldier on the Russian front. His wife and two children were also killed in the bombing. I must leave now. I have duties at the convent.
But can't we offer you tea or something, at least, before you leave?
You are kind, but I really must get back. I am needed.
Do you have far to go?
It's only about half an hour on the train. The convent is just outside the city.
Well, I'll organize a car.
No, no. I must lead my life the way I have always led it. But thank you for your kindness.
There must be something I can do.
There is. Be at peace with yourself, Maxim. And may God bless you always.
Darling.
Hello, Teddy. Is it time to go?
Almost. Are you angry with me, Maxim?
How could I ever be angry with you?
Then what are you feeling?
Stunned. Shocked. Why didn't you tell me years ago?
Because I thought it would hurt you.
Teddy, it doesn't change anything. Mutti will always be Mutti. I'll never stop loving her. And Sigmund Westheim is still my father. He's still the man who gave me love and my standards and my code of honor. I still have those scraps of paper. Did you know that? My father's rules for life. I passed them on to Michael and to Alex when they were little.
Oh, Maxime, what a lovely thing to do. Now, we should be going. Princess Irina will be waiting.
Teddy, wait.
What is it?
There's something else I want to say.
Yes, dear, what is it?
When I was first in the hospital, there was one moment, just one moment, when I was able to open my eyes. Do you know what I saw?
What did you see?
I remember it so clearly. I saw my first wife, my third wife, my mistress, my daughter, and my mother.
Maxie.
I saw my mother. Sister Constanza may have given birth to me. Mutti will always be so very special. But you... you are my mother, Teddy.
Oh.
Aunt Irina.
Maximilian, come in, come in.
I'm so sorry we're late.
No, 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 that doesn't matter. How can that matter?
Aunt, is everything all right?
You don't know, do you? You haven't heard?
Know what?
The news from East Berlin.
We've been tied up, Irina. We haven't seen any news.
They announced it this afternoon. The East Germans are going to be set free. Oh, my dears, the Berlin Wall is coming down.
What's the time?
5 to midnight.
Only a few short minutes. The wheel of history. How it turns. Sometimes so slowly, sometimes so fast. All my life, I've lived under the shadow of communism. I saw the Bolsheviks slaughter my family. I prayed that communism would fail, that the people would rise up and demand freedom and justice. And now...
Maxime, do you realize what day it is today?
It's November the... Oh, my God.
What? What is it?
It's November the 9th. November the 9th.
51 years ago tonight, it was Henrietta Mandelbaum's birthday. I was at her party with Willy Herzog. 51 years ago tonight, I escaped from a stormtrooper who was out hunting for Jews.
51 years ago tonight, the Nazis torched the central synagogue and burned the city. And Ursula and Sigmund Westheim decided to flee Germany before it was too late. It's the anniversary of Kristallnacht.
And when the wall is opened, then we shall truly see the end of the legacy of the Third Reich.
Maxime, just a moment.
Teddy, I'm sorry. You must be exhausted.
I'm not tired. Who could be tired on a night like this? This old city has seen some sights, but tonight...
Yes. Come on. Let's get you inside. It's chilly.
No, wait. There's one more thing I have to tell you.
One more? I don't think I could survive one more revelation.
Well, it's not so much a revelation, more a confession. I'm afraid I've been playing God again.
Teddy?
Come on. Let's go in.
Good morning, Sir Maximilian, Frau Louis.
Good morning.
Wieland.
A great morning for Berlin, for the whole of Germany.
Yes, indeed. A date in history.
Hello, Maxime.
Anastasia.
There.
Thanks. What should we drink to?
My father used to say that sometimes in Russia the toast would be silent.
so each person could salute what is most important to them.
Good. Very good. How long have you been here?
I flew in this evening. Teddy arranged it.
Did you see the wall open?
How could I miss it? I looked for you.
In all those thousands of people?
That's why I came back here. Michael told me how generous you've been with him. Thank you.
I suppose I do occasionally do something right.
I don't understand.
Forget it.
No, Maxime. Tell me what you mean.
I seem to make a mess of things most of the time these days.
Michael doesn't think so. Or Alex.
Oh, I've certainly got a mess going for me in New York, in my private life.
Ah.
You know about it?
The children.
Oh, of course. How on earth did I get myself trapped between those two women?
Do you remember the last time you were in a huge crowd like that here?
I'll never forget it. 1963, Jack Kennedy. Ich bin ein Berliner.
You admired him so much.
Yes.
What a tragedy he didn't live to see this night.
When he was killed, something of me died with him.
And when you were shot?
What, Stasi?
Thank God you survived, Maxim. Thank God you're still alive. I think it was my fault.
Now I don't understand.
How did I get trapped between those two women? I think it was my fault.
Your fault?
I never should have divorced you, Maxim.
I agree with you.
It was the biggest mistake of my life.
I've never been in love with any other woman but you.
And I've never been in love with any other man.
There's only you, Anastasia.
And only you for me, Maxim.
I've just had a wonderful idea.
What is it?
Come with me.
Where to?
Venice. La Serenissima.
When?
Today? Now? As soon as it's light. Will you?
Oh, my darling. Yes. 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 Yes!
She looked up at me, and her face glowed, and her eyes shone, and she was my beautiful dreamer. As her eyes and her smile filled the empty places in my heart, the loneliness and the sadness slipped away, and I knew they wouldn't come back ever again.
In the final part of Barbara Taylor Bradford's The Women in His Life, Maximilian West was played by Robin Ellis and Alan Trenton by Simon Williams. Anastasia, Alexandra Bastido. Theodora, Emma Fielding. Sister Constanza, Sean Phillips. Princess Irina Trubetskoy, Dorothy Tutin. Alex West, Elaine Pike. Michael West, Nicholas Fletcher, Adriana, Joanna Monroe, Blair, Alice Arnold, The Doctor, Joanne Meredith, The Policeman, Sean Baker, Elias Mulvaney, Ed Bishop. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The pianist was Michael Haslam. Technical presentation, Tim Sturgeon, Rosamund Mason, Keith Graham, Charlotte Hume, Rebecca Kirby, and Elizabeth Adams. The Women in His Life was dramatized for radio by Bert Cools and directed by Enid Williams.